your host, David Jonites, for the Weekly Reverse Picture. Broadcast to you, as always, except when I'm on the road, out of Adelaide, South Australia. And we bring you all the latest reversals and guests and talk about all the various things we talk about. So, my guest today, which I'm bringing on in the second hour, is Reverse Speech Practitioner from Melbourne, Debbie Fitzgerald. She's been on the show before. So I'll have her on again, and she's got some reversals she wants to look at. Not much news in the reverse speech front that I can think of to tell you on the top of my head. Things are going fairly well. Life moves on. I've slightly recovering from my leg injury. For those who didn't catch up with that, I did a bit of damage to my leg. That's a long story. We won't go into that. And we are going to do some reversals for you. And we are looking at April. I think we're up to April now of 2018. So here we have Alex Jones screaming. Oops, this didn't open up. Hang on. Close the software out and open it back up again. And we'll try this again. Okay, let's run this.
He didn't stand up at the moment of truth. Donald Trump shit his fucking pants.
Oh, excuse the language. No, he says, finance me.
Finance me.
There it is. Finance me. And then another one. Here we go.
And the Russians were the good guys battling ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I am not a Russophile. I've never been to Russia. But I've studied the geopolitics. They are the white knights. And our military 5 years ago joining the Russians to block Obama and the Arab Spring and do the right thing, did the right thing. And now, Mattis.
So it says Saddam won.
Saddam won.
Saddam won. Saddam won.
Well, I don't know whether Saddam won. He's slightly dead. All right, here's a child who's upset about eating animals.
To eat animals that we cook, but that's not nice for them.
Yeah, do you think they suffer?
I think that they don't really like being cooked in the oven.
And this one says, never honest look.
Never honest look.
Never honest look.
There we go. Never honest look. All right, here's the next one.
So what will we do if we miss eating chicken and meat?
I don't miss eating chicken and meat.
How about fish?
Fish?
Yeah.
Fish? Is it an animal?
Yeah.
I won't eat that either.
Oh, my God. So what?
I won't eat animals.
Okay.
And this one says, oh, man, this is it in shit.
Man, this is it.
Shit.
Man, this is it.
Shit. Man, this is it. Shit. There it is. Wow. Okay. All right. Okay, so next one along is this one here.
I know that we cook them sometimes, which is not very nice. And I know we like to eat animals that we cook.
And this one says they kill the one.
The skilly one.
Huh.
The skilly one.
Huh, well, interesting. Okay. And he is killing again. Next, reverse the sentence down.
Why do you think it's... Why do you think you don't want to do that?
Because they're animals and they like animals.
Well, this reversal says they're killing in this woman.
They're killing in this woman.
They're killing this woman.
I guess he doesn't like animals being eaten. Okay. All right, here's James Comey saying she hoped Hillary sees him as an honest idiot. Okay.
My hope is, I even hope Hillary Clinton at least reads those parts of the book, because I think she will walk away saying, you know what, I still think that guy's an idiot, but, you know, he's kind of an honest idiot.
And so it says, the warning is you. The warning is you. And then we've got the next one on Comey.
And I thought it was so dramatic that I thought that can't be. So push it away, push it away, push it away. And it kept coming back. Not in the sense that I think Donald Trump is out breaking legs or shaking down shopkeepers or sticking up a union, but in the sense that the leadership culture is very similar. It's all focused on the boss. What is done in this family must serve the boss, and you are judged entirely by your fealty, your loyalty to that boss, and we will do anything, say anything, in service to the boss and the family.
And here he says, and I'm a wuss.
And I'm a wuss.
And I'm a wuss. And I'm a wuss.
Okay, if he's a wuss, he's a wuss. All right, here's the next one.
And there's all kinds, I think I put in the book the proverb, only the guilty flee where no man pursues.
And this is, I'm on a wheel.
And I'm on your wheel.
Huh.
And I'm on your wheel. And I'm on your wheel.
Yes, yeah, certainly there. I'm on a wheel. Okay, all right. And next one along, here we go.
And these are words I never thought would come out of my mouth about an American president, but it's possible. I'm not saying it's likely. I don't know, and the honest answer is it's possible. It's hard to explain some things without at least leaving your mind open to that being a possibility.
What is the possibility that you see? What's the greatest possibility that he was?
Well, obviously, most likely is that he's not. But the reason I say possible is that there's a non-zero possibility that the Russians have some sway over him that is rooted in his personal experience. And I don't know whether that's the business about the activity in a Moscow hotel room or finances or something else.
And here he says, worries none.
Worries none.
Huh.
Worries none. Worries none.
In other words, he's making the whole thing up. There are no worries. Okay. Here's a dispatch of Philadelphia airline explosion. Here's the forwards.
Southwest 1458, you can expect an extended downwind. We have another fellow company airplane coming in that has an emergency that's pretty serious, so we're going to dump him in front of you.
No problem. We're running early, so just got to do 1458.
Join Erie there. Maintain 170 knots, please. I'm going to slow you down.
Okay. Erie, 170 on the speed, Southwest 1458.
American 585, also emergency for you, being landing in front of you there, so reduce speed to 170. We'll get you right in as soon as we can.
As I says, afraid the shit go killer.
Afraid the exit go killer.
Huh.
Afraid the exit go killer. Afraid the exit go killer.
So this is a dispatcher, afraid the shit go killer. Let's run it again.
Afraid the exit go killer.
Afraid the exit go killer. Afraid the exit go killer.
Interesting. I'm not too sure what he means by that. This is here's another dispatcher from the Philadelphia airline explosion.
Southwest 1380, speed is your discretion. Maintain at any altitude above 3,000 feet, and you let me know when you want to turn base.
All right. Down to 3,000. Keep 10 on the speed.
And this one says, give humanity this lie. I wonder what the lie is she's talking about that she wants to give humanity. Interesting. Okay. All right. Here's the next one.
All right. That's a 1380. Okay. Where would you like to go to? Which airport?
This one says, I'll break the window. Do you ever fly?
Don't break the window, you know, you're okay, but
No bread, no window, the judge room can't lock. Fly in. No bread, no window, the judge room can't lock. Fly in.
There's a break the window, do you ever fly? Okay, well, that's a bit strange too, isn't it? All right, here's former Mexican president saying Mexico will not pay for the wall.
To bring the drugs from Colombia, from Venezuela, from Ecuador, from Bolivia. And the question to you, Trump, is why do you let drugs circulate around every corner of this great nation?
This one says, God, I'll gamble if I lose.
God, I'll gamble if I lose.
God, I'll gamble if I lose. God, I'll gamble if I lose.
Yeah, there it is. God, I'll gamble if I lose. All right, here's Hillary accusing Assad government. We should bomb his airfields.
Assad had an air force, and that air force is the cause of most of the civilian deaths, as we have seen over the years and as we saw again in the last few days. And I really believe that we should have and still should take out his airfields and prevent him from being able to use them to bomb innocent people and drop sarin gas on them.
And this reversal says, I'm so afraid that I laugh.
Wow,
there we go. So afraid that I laugh. Okay, well, she didn't laugh. At least not that I'm aware of, anyway. All right, here's Hillary again on a CNN interview.
I think if you go through many of his irresponsible, reckless, dangerous comments, it's not just somebody saying something off the cuff. We all misstate things. We all, you know, may not be as careful in phrasing what we say. This is a pattern. It's a pattern that has gone on now for months.
And so it says, it gets him, why you fuck?
It gets him, why you fuck?
Huh.
It gets him, why you fuck?
It gets him, why you fuck?
Yeah, there it is, wow. Huh. Okay. All right, and then next one along. Here we go.
But I think we have learned a lot more, and we are really grappling with, and I think succeeding at making it more difficult for them to operate from their stronghold.
This one says, I've made the fuck of it.
I've made the fuck of it.
Yeah, well, I guess she is. And here she is again.
So I, by osmosis as well as example, know that if you are putting yourself in the arena, everything that just goes with life, as hard as it may be, is probably amplified, magnified, increased. I get all of that.
And this one says, I've won.
I've won.
Well, I've got news for you, Hillary. You didn't win at all. All right, here's Jeb Bush giving eulogy to Barbara Bush.
We want to thank Russ and Laura for their friendship and pastoral care of our parents. And we want to thank all that are gathered here to celebrate the life of Barbara Bush. Now, it is appropriate to express gratitude because we learned to do that at a very early age. You see, our mom was our first and most important teacher. Sit up, look people in the eye, please say please and thank you, do your homework, quit whining and stop complaining. Eat your broccoli. Yes, Dad, she said that.
And this says, I know evil POTUS.
I know evil POTUS.
I know evil POTUS. Okay, guess he doesn't like Donald Trump. I guess so. All right. Here's Mattis on attacking Syria.
Very much aware of the delay that the regime imposed on that delegation. but we are also very much aware of how they have operated in the past to conceal what they have done using chemical weapons. In other words, using the pause after a strike like that to try to clean up the evidence before the investigating team gets in. So it was unfortunate they were delayed.
And this is, we're sorry for that.
We're sorry for that.
Huh.
We're sorry for that. We're sorry for that.
I guess so. We're sorry for that. And then we've got Mattis again. Here we go.
But as far as any other targets, we looked at targets specifically designed to address the chemical weapons threat that we have seen manifested. The whole world has watched.
This says, now the world war.
Now the world war.
Now the world war. Now the world war.
Wow. All right. And here's the next one.
All the way through to the political decision taken. And once their heads of state speak tomorrow, then that'll be the initial statement from those capitals.
This one says, yes, we decorate scum.
Yes, we decorate scum.
Yes, we decorate scum. Yes, we decorate scum.
Decorate scum, huh? Nice soon. All right. Is Pelosi on Syria?
We shouldn't attack Syria, fix the USA. Quite a reversal of what he's talking about now. But the AUMF is hopefully would be a bipartisan constraint that Congress would place on our use of force. It's not a restraint on the president. It's about Article 1.
This one says, how's that family?
How's it family?
How's it family? How's it family?
Yep, there we go. How's that family? Yep, okay, all right. So, next one along, we are going to look at Pelosi again.
To support a system of checks and balances, which the election will be about. No, we feel very good about it. I am evil.
I am evil. Let's do it again.
I am evil.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there it is. All right. And then we've got this one on Pelosi.
It's again, every day. We put one good day, one good week, one good month in front of another. We're proud of our candidates. They know their purpose.
And this is, we're going to sin.
Brethren, it's sin.
Wow.
Brethren, it's sin.
Brethren, it's sin.
We're going to sin. Yes, it's certainly there. And then we're looking at, this is Roger Waters of Pink Floyd standing with the Palestinians.
They pretended that they were going to go along with the UN mandate that there should be two states. If they were having a state, that there should be a Palestinian state as well. But they never had any intention of not taking over the whole thing.
This one says, give a shit that Vietnam, now we get them all.
Give a shit that Vietnam, now we get them all.
Huh.
Give a shit that Vietnam, now we get them all.
Nice and clear. Okay, all right. Nice and clear. Wow, all right. Then we've got next one. Here we go.
Ordinary people standing shoulder to shoulder with other ordinary people who may live 10,000 miles away, but who nevertheless we support and have sympathy with their predicament. And that is what makes us human.
And so it says, Islam will sign it.
Islam sign it.
Islam sign it. Islam sign it.
Okay, Islam will sign it. Yeah, that's certainly there. All right, here's the next one.
Systematically making life on the earth that is Palestine intolerable for the indigenous people in an attempt to drive them into neighboring countries, into refugee camps.
This one says, seek the therapy.
Seek the therapy.
Seek the therapy.
Nice and clear. So who needs to seek therapy? Him? I guess so. All right. Here's Senator Cory Booker criticizing Homeland Security.
Right now in our nation, we have a problem. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent on white supremacist hate groups. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent concerned about the people in fear in communities in this country, Sikh Americans, Muslim Americans, Black Americans. The fact pattern is clear of the threats in this country. I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that pain, hurt and that pain, and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, saying I've already answered that line of questions, when tens of millions of Americans are hurting right now because of what they're worried about, what happened in the White House. That's unacceptable to me.
Some fear was released. They are evil.
Fear was released. They are evil.
Fear was released. They are evil. Fear was released. They are evil.
Don't know about the evil. Evoke. Sounds like evoke. Let's do it again.
Fear was released. They are evil.
Fear was released. They are evil. Fear was released. They are evil.
Yeah, it's not evil, it's evoke. There's a K on the end of that one. Gotta watch those letters on the end. All right, here we have another one. Have we got time before the break? Maybe we'll find out.
Right now in our nation, we have a problem. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent on white supremacist hate groups. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent concerned about the people in fear in communities in this country, Sikh Americans, Muslim Americans, Black Americans. The fact pattern is clear of the threats in this country. I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that pain, hurt, and that pain.
He says the crime of this.
The crime of this.
The crime of this.
Okay, there we go. Alright, we might have time for one more reversal before the break. Well, I'm sure the break's coming up any second. There it is. We'll be back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com, and sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Okay, we are back. We are looking at reversals from May of 2018. And no, we're on April 2018. I'm sorry. Okay. And here we have the next reversal. Senator Roger Wicker talking about Tucker Carlson about chem attacks.
So are you satisfied that we know for a fact that the Assad regime, acting against its own strategic interests, was behind the chlorine gas attack this weekend?
And as I was about to say, Tucker, the UN Security Council is looking at that very issue.
It says, God dang evil.
That dang evil.
Except now hearing it as eagle, not evil.
That dang evil.
Yeah, it's a G, not a V. Okay, all right. Then we've got next reversal here. This is Soros says Trump will disappear in 2020.
I give President Trump credit for motivating his core supporters brilliantly. But for every core supporter, he has created a greater number of core opponents who are equally strongly motivated. That's why I expect a Democratic landslide in 2018.
This one says, love me, they all smell.
Left me, they all smell.
Okay, all right. And then next one along. This one here. Here we go.
Clearly, I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world, but I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020 or even sooner.
And this one says, they laugh and they rape us.
He's left me rapist.
I guess he doesn't like the Trump administration. I guess not. All right, here's Trump talking about Syrian chemical attacks.
And we're making a decision as to what we do with respect to the horrible attack that was made near Damascus. And it will be met. And it will be met forcefully.
This one says, damn evil.
Damn evil.
Damn evil.
Yeah, damn evil. Okay, then we've got this one here. Here's the Ford.
And you'll be hearing the decision, but we can't let atrocities like we all witnessed, and you can see that, and it's horrible. We can't let that happen. In our world, we can't let that happen.
This one says, send a war.
Send a war.
Send a war. Send a war.
Wow, there we go. Send a war. And here's another one.
And many, many other things. So I just think it's a disgrace that a thing like this can happen.
And this one says, the plan, it's a kill.
The plan, it's a kill.
Yeah, there he is. The plan, it's a kill. All right. And then we've got the next one along. Here we go on Trump.
This is the most biased group of people. These people have the biggest conflicts of interest I've ever seen. Democrats, all, or just about all, either Democrats or a couple of Republicans that worked for President Obama.
This one says that slum.
Slum.
Guess he doesn't like President Obama. All right, here's the next one.
This is the most biased group of people. These people have the biggest conflicts of interest I've ever seen. Democrats, all, or just about all, either Democrats or a couple of Republicans that worked for President Obama.
This one says, the battle beats evil people. The battle beats evil people. And let's play that again. Yeah, that's only that. All right. And next one along, Trump on weekly address talking about border security.
California's law also increases our vulnerability to terrorism by keeping life-saving information from federal authorities. The relationship is ridiculous.
And this one says, silly kid, use it.
Silly kid, use it.
Silly kid, use it. Silly kid, use it.
Yeah, silly kid, use it. All right. And then we have this one.
But certainly you're going to find it very exciting, but you are going to do a fantastic job, and I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you very much.
And this one says, we are scared enough. We are scared enough. I wonder what he's scared of. All right. Now we're moving on to May 2018. Is Dick Cheney warning of EMP attack on us?
Everybody thinks North Korea to be a threat to the United States needs lots of missiles able to fly thousands of miles very accurately with warheads the way we do. They don't have to do that at all. All they've got to do is figure out a way to detonate one weapon a couple hundred miles over the earth.
That's what it says, afraid of Islam.
Afraid of Islam.
Huh.
Afraid of Islam. Afraid of Islam.
Here he is again.
And another source of that kind of problem would be a solar flare that came out far enough from the sun and struck the Earth. Had to have to be at the exact right spot, and obviously in our orbit. That happened once before in 1849, I think.
That's what it says. And I've got the source.
When I've got the source.
Huh. Sorry. We'll play it again. Here we go. Oh, I've lost it. What happened to I've got the source? All right, here we go. And I've got the source. Yep. And I've got the source. All right, okay. So next one along. Here we go.
Where we're not talking just about a few days of loss of power or weeks. We're talking months or maybe even years. Those big transformers that are connected to the electrical grid aren't even built in the United States. They're built overseas. And when you take out the power grid, you take out you know, most of our economy, our whole lifestyle, our ability to pump water, to pump gasoline.
This one is, I get enough blood.
I get me no blood.
Wow.
I get me no blood. I get me no blood.
Here he is again.
Speculation about launching something like that from a freighter off our coast. And difficulty we would have dealing with that if they should ever be capable of doing that.
And this one says, it prevents shit. Yeah, there it is. It prevents shit. All right. Okay. And then we've got this one here. Here we go.
The electrical grid.
Explain that.
Well, if you set off a nuclear weapon a couple hundred miles above the United States in terms of altitude, and it is designed so that it emits a lot of gamma rays, those gamma rays, in effect, will strike our electrical grid and burn out a lot of major transformers.
This one says the power is in a forest.
The power is in the forest.
Huh.
The power is in the forest. The power is in the forest.
I don't know what he means by that. The power is in a forest. All right, here's Comey saying no deep state.
But something really interesting might happen then, because there is no deep state, but there's a deep culture and commitment to the rule of law that runs all the way down through not just the Department of Justice and the FBI, but the military services and the intelligence community. It would be interesting to see what would happen next, because I could imagine U.S. attorney's offices picking up pieces of it, different FBI offices picking up pieces of it. It'd be very hard to do something that was that direct an attack on the rule of law, given the culture, which is the ballast in this country.
This one says, I benefit.
How you benefit?
How you benefit? How you benefit?
And here's the next one.
But something really interesting might happen then, because there is no deep state, but there's a deep culture and commitment to the rule of law that runs all the way down through not just the Department of Justice and the FBI, but the military services and the intelligence community. It would be interesting to see what would happen next, because I could imagine U.S. attorney's offices picking up pieces of it, different FBI offices picking up pieces of it. It'd be very hard to do something that was that direct an attack on the rule of law, given the culture, which is the ballast in this country.
And this one says, I paid, set him up.
I paid to set him up.
Wow.
I paid to set him up. I paid to set him up.
Set who up? And who did he pay? All right, here's the next one.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I would hope it would be disastrous in the eyes of the American people without regard to their political affiliation, but it would also be ineffective. And so don't do disastrous things at all. Don't do disastrous things that won't make a difference.
This one says the gamble was an exercise.
The gamble was an exercise.
Huh.
The gamble was an exercise. The gamble was an exercise.
Certainly there. All right, here's ex-Soviet General Evgeny Brzezinski saying he's scared of nuclear war.
So, and of course, Russia will not accept any kind of defeat. So the involvement of nuclear weapons is inevitable.
Are you trying to scare us, or do you actually mean this?
I am scared myself. Because I have children, I have grandchildren, so I'm scared for their fate.
Now this one says, share a soul.
Share a soul.
Share a soul. Share a soul.
Okay, he's talking from his heart, is how I interpret that one. And here he is again.
In the Cold War time, I was in the armed forces, and I was quite comfortable, I would say. There were definite rules. There were definite red lines. Everybody knew what to do. There were no threats, no sanctions, no isolation, no cornering, no nothing. They were just ideological confrontation.
As Trump says, there's no win. They find it out.
There's no win behind it.
Yeah, there it is. There's no win. They find it out. Here we have Adolf Hitler. And he says, I'll be a supremacist. So why do we have English on him when he's talking German? Well, if one is bilingual, which Hitler was, you can get reversals on both languages creeping through. Okay, so all right, and then we have Lieutenant Ralph Phillips on North Korea sanctions.
Because our administration just has this thing going on about they won't criticize Vladimir Putin for anything. But even with the sanctions violations, Russians have been violating them.
And so it says, yes, at the movie.
Yes, at the movie.
Yes, at the movie. Yes, at the movie.
Yeah, there it is. Yes, at the movie. All right. And then here we go. Mattis believes serial gas happened.
We will not know who did it. They can only say that they found evidence or did not. And as each day goes by, as you know, it's a non-persistent gas, so it becomes more and more difficult to confirm it. So that's where we're at.
This one says, so gets internet down.
So gets internet down.
Huh.
So gets internet down. So gets internet down.
He says the Russian missiles could strike Israel.
Stephanie Mistura has been trying, and Russia needs to help him if they want to see a way forward to a more stable Middle East.
And this is, we won't release now.
We won't release now.
We won't release now. We won't release now.
Yeah, we won't release now. Huh, okay, all right. And here we have McMaster wants to teach Putin a lesson.
Perhaps he believes that our free nations are weak and will not respond to his provocations. He is wrong. Russian aggression is strengthening our resolve and our confidence.
And this one says, force are wrong in it.
Laws are wrong in it.
Huh.
Laws are wrong in it. Laws are wrong in it.
I'll be bothered. Okay, all right. Here we have Netanyahu, says Israel never threatens countries.
Nuclear enrichment of uranium the way Iran gave it. If Iran has it, why shouldn't we have it? So, in fact, what this thing is doing, nobody said that about Israel. You may think about Israel what you want for decades. Nobody cared. But as soon as they understood that this regime in Tehran, this murderous terrorist regime that wants to conquer all the Middle East and is sending its terrorist tentacles throughout the world, the minute they understood that it has a clear path to a nuclear arsenal, everybody now in the Middle East is trying to get their hands on nuclear weapons. Not a good idea. So if you want peace, the crucial thing is don't let Iran get a clear path to the bomb. That's what that deal does. And I think if you want to assure the peace and security of the Middle East and the world, you can't let that happen.
Listen.
And here it says, Snakehead, you're far off now.
Snakehead, you're far off now. Snakehead, you're far off now. Snakehead, you're far off now.
Snakehead, you're far off now. And here we have another one.
Nuclear enrichment of uranium the way Iran gave it. If Iran has it, why shouldn't we have it? So, in fact, what this thing is doing, nobody said that about Israel. You may think about Israel what you want for decades. Nobody cared.
And he says, we shoot the sea.
We shoot the sea.
Huh.
We shoot the sea. We shoot the sea.
Yeah, well, certainly there. We shoot the sea. All right, here's Pat Robinson. Says, beat non-religious kid.
to go to Christmas. Why ruin Christmas and let a lot of people like that get drunk and curse and abuse your Savior? Who needs that? You don't have to go. You don't have to expose yourself to this kind of ridicule and torment. I mean,
this one says, "See a parody."
See a parody.
Huh.
See a parody. See a parody.
There it is. See a parody. Okay. And then we have, where are we? Next one along. Here we go.
To go to Christmas. Why ruin Christmas and let a lot of people like that get drunk and curse and abuse your Savior? Who needs that? You don't have to go. You don't have to expose yourself to this kind of ridicule and torment. I mean, it's,
this one says, we guess her Sheba.
We guess her Sheba.
We guess her Sheba. We guess her Sheba.
We guess her Sheba. Yep, okay, all right. Then we've got next one along. Here we go.
Whether it's public meetings or not, I've lost count of the number of times that the president's nudged me or nudged another member of the cabinet and said, let's start this meeting with prayer. He's someone who really believes in the power of prayer and the importance of faith in American life. You saw that in high relief at the White House today, but it's not just on the National Day of Prayer.
The hell with the dealer.
The hell with the dealer.
The hell with the dealer. The hell with the dealer.
The hell with the dealer. There we go. There we go.
The hell with the dealer.
The hell with the dealer. The hell with the dealer.
Yeah, there it is. All right. And then we've got the next one here. Where are we? Here we go. Pompeo speaks to State Department employees.
And I am humbled to be here. I tried to prepare myself for this moment, but to stand here and look at the most important diplomatic corps in the world is enormously humbling to me.
And this reversal is Simone is a whirlwind.
Simone is it?
Whirlwind. Simone is it? Whirlwind.
Simone is it? Whirlwind. Simone is a whirlwind. Okay, all right. Then we've got the next one here. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
And here he says, wake up, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.
Okay, I guess he's telling people to wake up. I guess so. All right. And here we have Rudy Giuliani.
For a Justice Department that pontificates, I told you, the only crimes committed here by the government. Let me ask you about
this one. Says the public shame.
The public shame.
The public shame. The public shame.
The public shame. Yeah, there we go. All right. Okay. So, all right. So next one along is where are we? Here we go. Rudy Giuliani says Hillary is a criminal.
I feel so sorry. Do we have a two-tier justice system in America? Yeah, we have one for Hillary and all those Democrats. Bill Clinton. Is equal justice under the law at risk? You and I have talked about this. I am very afraid, not just for our president, but for our country. There's going to be a witch hunt against Republicans. You had the man on who's lost all his money. For what reason? He didn't do anything wrong.
And this one says their fear.
Their fear.
Their fear. Their fear.
Their fear. Yeah, there we go. All right. And here you have another one on Rudy Giuliani. Oops, that's from the Floyds.
I'm sorry, Hillary. I know you're very disappointed you didn't win, but you're a criminal. Equal justice would mean you should go to jail. The I do not know why the Justice Department is not investigating you. Did James Comey fix the whole case again? It was rigged.
Nathan says, there's a witness.
There's a witness.
Huh.
There's a witness.
There was a witness.
There's a witness.
Okay. All right. Here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, Trump denies Stormy Daniels allegations.
The president has denied and continues to deny the underlying claim. And again, I've given the best information I had at the
And this one says, Seven, the big gun. Seven, the big gun.
Seven, the big gun.
Seven, the big gun.
All right, we'll be back right after this, folks. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future?
Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bios Superfood. I've taken Bios Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it